This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say Russia is mustering its military might in the country's Luhansk region. Kyiv suspects the movements are preparation for an offensive in the eastern province as the anniversary of Moscow's invasion approaches. The province's governor says Kremlin forces were expelling residents near Russian-held parts of the front line so they can't provide information about troop deployments. Turkey, which has been holding off on approving Sweden and Finland's membership in the Western Military Alliance, NATO, has been infuriated by demonstrations in Stockholm by activists who have burned the Quran. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reaffirmed that Turkey won't allow Sweden to join the NATO military alliance as long as it permits protests desecrating Islam's holy book to take place. Erdogan says in a speech to his ruling party's legislators, Sweden, don't even bother. As long as you allow my holy book to be burned and torn, and you do so together with your security forces, we will not say yes to your entry. Ankara has indefinitely postponed a key meeting in Brussels that would have discussed the two Nordic countries' entry into NATO. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military said a rocket launched from Gaza was intercepted on Wednesday, a day after the United States appealed to all sides to calm escalating violence in Israel and the occupied West Bank. Israel's ambulance service said one woman slipped and fell while running to a shelter, but no damage was reported. There was no claim of responsibility from either Hamas or the smaller Islamic Jihad movement, which fired rockets